Half shell might actually be happy with you as a person.
Okay.
Hard shell tacos are disgusting.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Look,
who in their life has such type of opinions on effing tacos?
This is important. Okay?
No, it's not.
It is very important.
Save it for the show.
I'm already recording.
Good. Yeah, we're already talking about you quitting on the season, right?
Yes, Tanner? We did mention that already, actually.
I wasn't even on the call of more than a minute, and I already heard that part of the conversation.
When did I say I was going to quit on the season?
You quit on the season in, like, week two. You've been emo all season. You just had your Super Bowl.
Did you get into those classes?
Which ones? Yeah, I got into the classes I wanted.
Good. Yeah, to answer your question, they were soft-shelled.
But what kind of shells? Flour?
Flour.
What kind of taco seasoning did you use? Because McCormick taco seasoning has 4.5 stars on Amazon with some great reviews.
That's what I got.
Ooh, the good
McCormick
top shell.
Usually on Tuesdays, cause we have the show, it's gotta be something quick. And I'm the cook, so it's gotta be something like really, really fast. Yeah. So.
Who reviews this garbage on Amazon?
Why would you buy spice from Amazon? Can you get it in just a bulk?
Yeah.
The reviewer isn't MMA Rich 334, is it?
No, yeah. there's seven no. one stars. There's only seven, but there's 263 five stars.
Wow. I guess I'm going to have to get some.
This time I just went with chicken. Most of the time we do like fajitas though, like steak with some veggies.
One of the reviews, it's one of the one star reviews. Mind you, this product's 68 cents.
Okay.
Good product, crazy price, one star.
It was probably back when the price was like $22, because Amazon does charge like $22 for like toilet paper.
Is it a verified purchase? Because I only
chose verified.
Yeah,
it's in stock, sold by Amazon.com.
Oh my God.
And, I'm a Prime member. All my stuff's free. 2-day shipping.
I need
Don't
Prime.
You have to have an order of over $25 for free 2-day shipping with Prime?
No.
That's your Prime, right?
Oh.
No, yeah.
That's
Prime
just
is
for free
just
shipping in general.
If it is for with certain items though, like certain quote unquote add-on items.
Oh, if it says add-on item, that's where they get you on that.
What's an add-on item? What does that mean?
Those are the ones they make
add
you
on to your purchase, but like you have to get $25 worth for the shipping to be free.
Oh,
all right.
The shipping probably isn't that much more expensive. It's probably less expensive to get like the shipping for them to spend $25 on other stuff.
I can get so many cookies. Look at all these Nutter Butters. Nutter Butters only have a 4-star review. I'm kind of offended.
That seems
okay. What's the opening?
Calm down, Tomato.
I have a paper to write that was due yesterday that I haven't started on.
You have
what are you doing?
I got an extension till tomorrow.
Have you sprinted across campus to deliver a paper?
No, I don't do that shit. I just turn it in late, and then they always just give me full credit.
Oh, well, this is like...
Because I'm a boss.
I should clarify. This is like towards the end of the semester where you need to make sure you get a grade in the class to submit so that you can move on to the next level. And if you don't get it in time, you gotta basically fail the class.
Yeah, you're gonna fail, Tomato.
Sick.
Because you're here right now doing this.
Wait, you're sick? That's why you couldn't turn the paper in?
No, I wasn't sick. I had another paper that I was doing. I didn't sleep the night before last.
Okay, that's normal.
Why don't you just do your homework?
You can't do two papers at once?
Come on.
No, it was big paper.
Use last year's paper.
It was like 10-page single-spaced paper.
Last year's paper as this year's paper. Who's going to know the diff? Come on, do it right.
Are we waiting for anybody else?
No, we're just waiting.
I had to write about the nipple.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like the third nipple?
Had to? Like this was an impressive paper?
We chose the nipple.
You and other people chose that?
Yeah, me and this cute girl.
Oh, ooh.
It was
you're writing it about her nipple.
No.
Female water poloist?
No.
That's too bad.
Did you have visual aid? Did you ask her?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, but
it's coming.
Oh.
It's coming.
Oh, can we have, what do we call it? Mac Minute with Tomato? Get your Mac on.
Aided greatly in the fact that I had to write a paper about nipples.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not, you gotta get something out of that.
So when you're writing your paper about nipples, were your nipples hard? Inquiring minds want to know.
The people listening.
That's how he's writing. You just put a little ink on the tip and go to town, write your paper.
Use ice cubes to get your nipples nice and pointy.
I bet you have really good handwriting. I mean, nipple writing.
You get an A for uniqueness.
Like, that's super meta, right? Write a nipple paper. I wrote with about your a nipple
with my nipple. So, it's like my Inception paper.
So is that your new Sharpie?
BRB.
Yuck.
Wow, really? Wow,
I even made Tomato leave.
Wow, okay, let's start.
No, I think he just got a great idea and had to go write it down.
That's what happened. Let's start. Here's some music.
6'9", 216, and just so happened to be very good at playing a game of basketball.
If you've never seen LeBron James play basketball, you've certainly seen him in television commercials or on the cover of national magazines. According to no less an authority than the Harvard Business School, LeBron James is now the third biggest name in the sports world, behind Tiger Woods and soccer star David Beckham. Earnings last year, on and off the court, of $40 million.
Need game, just refer to Mr. King James. On the court, he like a gangster like Ving Rhames. I was grinding while y'all was popping champagne. He just bought property, he owned the damn lane. Don't approach me, he'll put you on the poster, slap it on eBay and let you have the proceeds. Hit the three ball, dare you play zone D. His name hold weight, but you can't hold me. LeBron Tim Rat. But no cheese is his house. Danny Ferry gave him the gold key. Endorsement deals always make the right moves. He ain't bought a pair of Nike since high school. Skipped college cause he graduated flight school. With better grades than Dr. J, Dominique, and Michael. And they ain't even make the fucking finals. But this year I bet they ended on a high note.
on a high note. Wow, that's the official song of LeBron James.
Are we the official podcast?
Of LeBron James. Everything LeBron James. I am EDiddy999, and this is the TPS NFL update for week 11. Yep, week 11. That right there is Born 34.
Yep.
He had tacos. We heard about them earlier. Franchise is here. He's playing Grand Theft Auto in first-person mode.
That's right, and my brother is here too.
All right, and Franchise. Well, what's does he have a online username? Something we can call him?
Snoop.
Snoop. Snoop is here also.
Snoop 254.
Yep, Snoop 254 is here. Also, King Bowser.
Yeah. Does anybody else think that name just sounds like a creeper?
Big time.
Creeping around the 254.
And also. The nipple man himself, Tomato. Are you ready?
Tomato has nipples like Sharpies.
Yep.
Dip up I do.
And he can autograph your football for you.
All right, so let's get into everything sports related. Michigan was off, so it was a super boring week in college football. It was basically nothing to watch. I mean, I know a lot of things happen, but when there's no Michigan, it's like there's no sports. But
then you haven't had any sports this whole season then, right?
Wow.
Come on, you've been off this bandwagon for a while. This isn't news.
Wow. I love Michigan. Didn't I just call it last week how they're going to end Ohio State's season? How Ohio State thinks they have an outside chance to get into the Final Four?
Yeah, you did. And you called it last year, and you called it the year before, so.
I've been calling it.
I know your streak.
1985. But the good news is all wasn't lost because Michigan basketball is undefeated. Undefeated.
Who's undefeated?
Michigan basketball.
Oh, so they haven't played a game yet?
2-0.
So they haven't played a game yet. That's what it is.
Okay.
They beat Hillsdale College.
Oh, is that an all-girls school?
Oh,
yeah, I think so.
I think that's a little league basketball team.
And isn't that school rated like the number two most conservative college in the nation?
Is it?
I think so, after BYU.
Ooh, they
beat. Just screams white kids.
They got beat down. Let's check their names. Hold on, let's check the names of the players on the roster. Let's see if it screams white kids.
There's a David in there, I bet. Maybe a Larry.
Two Smiths.
Okay. Okay, we got a...
I'll take the over on Two Smiths.
Described as the conservative Harvard.
You're taking the over, so push. Rhett Smith and Cody Smith.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
Kyle Cooper.
Definitely white.
Stedman Lowry.
Oh, so white.
Ian, Rhett, Nick, Garrett, Cody. Oh, yeah. Most, what'd you say, conservative? You didn't say the most white, right? You said the most conservative.
I said it screamed white kids.
Same difference.
Same difference, okay. But then after they took care of Hillsdale, then they took down the powerhouse that is Bucknell. Oh, yeah. Michigan looks so good right now. Like, they look in mid-season form.
Bucknell's not one of those teams that only shoots threes, is it?
Well, they did take 23s.
Because there's one team, I thought it was Bucknell. There was a couple teams in that in that area that I thought just basically they do a super, super fast-paced game style where they just chuck up threes.
So 40% of their shots were three-pointers.
Okay, maybe that is the team then.
It might be. They are not.
What was the final score?
77-53.
Oh, okay.
Number 24, Michigan, taking care of business. And this is kind of like the new Michigan. Like the last two seasons are like, okay, we got NBA talent up and down the roster, right? This is a new Michigan team that you don't know what you're going to get. A little bit of Zach Irvin, a little bit of Derek Walton, throw in some Caris LeVert. That's the only names anybody knows. Maybe some Spike Albrecht. He might be in there to miss about 5 or 6 shots, couple turnovers. Other than that, you haven't heard of anybody on this Michigan team. But with a 2-0 start, I already have my bracket filled out. Oh, yeah. Only a few short months till March.
Should I have the rear view mirror checked?
No.
Because you guys are behind us. You know that, right?
What do you mean, behind us?
We're 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Is it a down year in basketball? How would that happen?
Well, you're still on the outskirts of that down year.
Wow. That's just because they didn't respect Michigan because they lost all that NBA talent.
Yeah, Stauskas and his dad.
They did show his dad way too much.
Yeah, that was a little ridiculous. Did you see him during draft day?
Yes. Yes, of course. Look at that. Marquette is going to expose Ohio State tonight. You almost...
What am I looking at?
You almost lost to UMass Lowell Riverhawks.
Where is this almost loss at?
Hey, Diddy, how do you continue to be able to delude yourself that Michigan's a good school for sports?
What are you talking? Michigan is a storied university.
And then he woke up.
With the history of...
They took themselves to, what, one championship, one national championship?
You know what other school has a storied history? UCLA. When was the last time UCLA did anything useful in any collegiate sport, including water polo?
1997, national champions.
Fool, I was 3.
1989, basketball, national champions.
If I was 3... A person who is now 21 years old, it's not relevant. 18 years ago is not relevant.
The Fab Five. Watch the doc. Get educated.
In other words, Tomato was sucking on the nipple when Michigan.
At 3? Jeez.
Yeah, he probably was.
It was a
no, he probably was. Let's be honest here. That doesn't surprise anybody.
Michigan's playing Duke.
Michigan State.
I'm sorry, Michigan State. Yeah.
Hey, can we speed this up? I have practice at 7.
Really? Wow. I don't like to be rushed. Let's see.
You got a paper to write.
And I have a paper to write.
All right. So, what else happened?
Well, we skipped college football, the Mississippi State Alabama game. Anybody watch that?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Then let's move on to how about our serial minute?
Ooh.
Who's watched it now? Who's caught up?
Yep.
Are we gonna have one of these every week?
Are you not listening to it?
No.
What?
Tomato, you're gonna be leading this discussion next week after listening to it.
Oh yeah.
Hello?
It is the
fast. Hey John, you're just in time. Serial minute.
The serial minute.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Love me some cereal.
Are you caught up?
I listened to like 2 minutes of the first one.
Okay.
And then I finished in the bathroom, so I turned it off.
Wow. So you guys haven't listened to the J episode.
Yeah, you guys haven't listened to the fastest downloaded podcast in the history of all podcasts?
5 million.
5 million.
That's a bit. Can you even count that high, Tomato? I didn't think so.
What?
I didn't think so.
That's the stupidest question I've ever heard you say.
I still haven't heard an answer.
Exactly.
No, I can't count that high.
I do it. Called it. Do it.
Well, first off, you can't say a question. You have to ask a question.
Ooh, in your face. Oh, man.
Just include that in the bylines of your nipple paper.
We actually did have to write a stupid question as well. This was for my class on stupidity.
You better quote franchise on that. Just
okay. So you said you had to write a paper on stupidity. Did you just write your name 100 times?
No.
Boom!
Ooh, boom!
You have a misunderstanding of what stupidity is.
Did you just write your
Maybe
giraffe?
I need to take a class called stupidity.
You should. It's good. We read a lot of George Bataille. We read some,
you know what?
Derrida.
Stupidity is coming and doing this podcast.
Whoa!
Actually, no, because continuing to do this podcast, I'm not going to talk about this.
But then let's talk about cereal.
Oh, man.
Vader, it's been a while since I've had the pleasure of, you know.
Oh, since you've had the pleasure? That's weird. That's something I would say.
I think he got you there, franchise.
When I swing my stick at you, it's never a pleasure for you. Unless you like that.
Pause.
Hurts so good. Okay, so we need the truth. We need the truth.
So tell me what you were talking about last week. You think that they're not, why don't they have the set number of episodes determined?
Because they don't have they don't know where they want to end the story.
So they have everything determined. You don't think they're like waiting on something or?
I don't think they are. I think they're trying to decide how do we wrap the story up we're telling.
Okay.
And I'm.
That
does that mean
well.
It's bad news?
No, that means that there is a conclusion, but they're trying to shape it in the best way possible. And they want to give everyone all the information so that their conclusion is satisfying because it all falls apart. This whole experiment falls apart.
I bet it does.
If you do not put it in a bow for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just have a bad feeling like they're trying to basically create as best of an ending as they can considering something happened where they're like, they determined that he is guilty
or
something.
Maybe he will confess and be like, yes, I was lying this whole time. You've got me. Maybe that'll be it. That'll be good enough.
Will it?
No, but at least it's a conclusion that would make sense. Even though
this last episode was great and that, my perception of Jay it was kind of skyrocketing and then dipping and then skyrocketing again. It was like going all over the place.
Yeah.
Do I have time to make a bowl of Fruity Pebbles?
Oh yeah.
Do it.
Do it.
It's champion it's, podcasting food.
Hey, this is the go get some cereal minute for franchise.
This is McLean. We got a huge question to ask you.
Okay.
This has to do with tacos.
Whoa. Okay.
Hard shell or soft shell?
Hard shell.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Well, this depends.
Okay.
Well, if you're going legit Mexican.
Yeah, no. The best tacos you can have, hard shell or soft shell.
No, well.
Come on.
If you're going fast food, bad Mexican.
No.
You gotta go hard shell.
Okay, I agree with you there, but that's not the question, okay? I'm talking just, if somebody says tacos, what's the first thing that pops in your head?
I mean, hard shell doesn't exist in that scenario.
Exactly. Yes, you're right. Okay, now, second question. Corn tortillas or flour tortillas?
Oh my god.
This isn't a trick question. There is only one answer.
Before you answer, I'll let you answer first. Go ahead.
Okay.
Cause I think it's dependent on your first answer.
I think I'm gonna go corn.
Yeah, you have to go corn.
You have to go corn.
They break all the time.
What do you, you're not making they them right. They never break. McLean, you need to teach MMA Rich how to make him some corn tortillas.
Apparently.
There's a trick to it.
Yeah, a trick.
There's no trick.
You have to double it up too.
Double it up.
You have to double up the corn. Yeah.
Wait, you're eating tacos. It's like the most economical food there is. Why would you double it up?
Because they break.
You were choking down tacos before you got on the podcast.
Yeah, I said I was gonna. I had to scarf two down.
Yeah. So
you said scarf. They said choke.
Yeah, we said choke.
Well, I heard deep throat too, and that's not at all how I eat tacos.
We can't confirm nor deny this.
I posted an instructional video on how you should eat the tacos. Yeah, there's a link in the chat.
So
Tomato is giving instructional videos on how to eat tacos deep throat style.
How to deep throat it.
Ooh, we're gonna watch that.
No chewing.
Just one big gulp.
I thought we were going to talk about gravy and meat without Pantera here.
That's true. Wait, is he on Skype?
We passed that law.
Hold on, is he on Skype?
He's not.
Isn't he always?
Wow, he's finally learned.
He's on. He's just not active.
Oh, okay. Is he yellow?
Yeah, I added him to the call.
Is he ducking? He must be ducking.
He's been ducking for a long time now.
He's away last activity 3 months ago.
Okay. So, all right. What's next? So we got our cereal in. Should I watch it or listen to it?
Yes.
Yes, you should have.
This sounds like Lost, where it's just going to be disappointment. No. It's going to go on forever.
No.
Well, I don't want to say that it's not, but at least this beginning 7 episodes is really good.
It'll change your life.
How long are they?
The first couple are kind of long, but then after that, it's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30, 45 minutes, depending. You'll want to just consume them all as soon as you start.
You'll want them to be 2 hours long.
You'll wish it didn't stop.
All right, I'm out.
Yeah, what are you even talking about?
Cereal, the podcast.
The greatest podcast ever.
We're not talking most about downloaded. Fruity, no Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, see, I was lost. I thought it was like reviews of cereals. Like, these Apple Jacks are amazing.
What's wrong with Fruity Pebbles, man?
Nothing. I'm just saying that's not what we're talking about. That's what you're talking about.
I'm a light Frosted Flakes kind of guy, though.
Yeah, my wife mixed flakes of any kind.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, she won't.
What do you guys have against corn?
Oh my god, you're flour tortilla man, no corn.
No, well, let's clarify here. I would not get corn flakes. I would only get, like, Raisin Bran, stuff like that.
Flour flakes?
Bran flakes.
Flour flakes?
What are flour flakes?
I'm just making some up. Instead of corn tortillas, you take flour tortillas. Wait, so you have flour flakes.
Did you eat flake cereals?
What's that?
Do you eat flake cereals?
Yes, of course.
Oh no, we're taking your brown card away from
Why?
You.
Why? What am I supposed to eat?
You don't get a brown card. You're supposed to eat stuff like Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa? No.
Whoa.
I did when I was a kid, but I'll keep my teeth, fellas.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Born, I eat shards of glass, better known as Captain Crunch.
He doesn't, Born doesn't have a brown card.
Yeah, because
he can do whatever he wants.
I can't be an honorary member?
No, not unless you start eating corn tortillas, start making your tacos, right? Wait.
No, you have to start driving a Saab and live in the middle of nowhere in Indiana to be a member of the Browns.
You cannot be a member if you go to Taco Bell. That does not work.
Wait.
It just does not work.
Do you even still drive the Saab?
Me?
Yeah. No. Is that the car that you got in?
No. No. That was a different car. I don't drive the Saab, but I do still have the Saab.
Oh, okay.
It may or may not start. I don't know.
You're driving a soccer van.
No, that got wrecked too. All my vehicles are basically wrecked.
So what do you drive now? Did he have a Volvo?
No.
He pushes the Saab.
I have a Civic and I have a Camry.
Oh, wow.
Straight foreign, baby.
What's the wow about?
$5 to whoever can guess what I drive.
A Charger.
No.
Escalade.
A Pinto.
Oh, you totally drive one of those economical cars.
A Mitsubishi Prius. Lancer.
Yeah.
Fiat.
No. Are you serious?
No. You should go to my Facebook page. That'll tell you everything.
I've seen your car, but I don't know what kind it is.
It's a Challenger.
Challenger. Oh, okay. I'm so close.
Close, yeah. Dang.
All right, can we go back to the tacos?
What else do we need to cover?
What is on your taco? No, hold on.
Tabasco sauce.
Okay, all right, some kind of sauce.
What kind of cheese?
Yeah, what kind of cheese?
Mexican.
The Mexican blend?
Yes.
All right.
Not in the fine cut, the thick cut.
I don't eat cheese on my tacos.
What?
Born, you're doing tacos wrong. I'm just telling you right now.
What are you talking about? No cheese with your tacos?
Tell him how to eat tacos. Please.
Is that in the video too?
That's in the video.
Yeah.
Wow.
Only pigeon.
Feathers and all.
Throw a little mystery shit in it with it. And y'all know how to eat tacos.
No, you know what's good? Lengua.
What else do I need to add?
No, your tacos need to be corn, some kind of meat. I don't care what you meat, cilantro and onion. That's it. Maybe sprinkle some lime on it.
Onion. I can't do cilantro because the wife doesn't eat it. Wow. So unless she I can get know. Like a small amount, or if I can,
if
your wife doesn't sound like a lot of
stash.
Yeah, keep writing your nipple paper, tomato.
Yeah. Careful there, tomato.
No offense. Watch yourself. She's a great lady. But
watch yourself.
She won't let you eat cilantro. No,
you can't
flaky
say no offense to
house.
Say after you just said his wife's a horrible person.
What the heck? Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Like,
tomato, since you were 21 years old and born at a certain age, and that it doesn't apply to you, it's not apparently interesting. It's okay.
That was the wrong way to respond to that. You should have said, tomato, I may not eat cilantro, but we know you eat salami.
That would have been more efficient.
Instead of a brown card, I need a franchise card.
Yeah, there you go.
No, what you need is a franchise tag.
All right. What's next? Moving on from tacos.
Listen to cereal, though. Listen to it.
Yeah. 100% recommend it. And watch True Detectives. Watch True Detectives. The ending is... No spoilers.
Let I don't even just, know what that is.
Just let me...
Spoilers? That's a good answer. Yeah, because
we always talk Matthew about McConaughey. The end anyway.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. And the ending is... That's what I'm going to say. The ending is
Wow. Way to spoil it.
How many seasons of that is there?
There's only one right now.
Okay.
8 episodes. So you can, a weekend and you'll be done.
There's only 4 episodes of Serial.
No,
there's 7.
Yeah, there's 7. Come on.
Mine's only showing 4.
Refresh.
Yeah. Get all the episodes.
Okay.
All right. Next. What's next? NFL? Anything happen in the NFL?
Did you talk Michigan?
Yeah, we talk Michigan. Michigan basketball. 2-0.
He put Michigan in the garbage can because nothing happened to him.
In the NFL, let's see. Who got released today?
Ooh, Ben Tate.
Yeah, Peterson? Ben Tate. Done.
My third string running back.
Maud Bradshaw.
Boom, done. Out for the season. All my all my trades worked out for me. Like I won all the trades.
You had Tate?
I had Bradshaw.
No, he never had Tate.
I had Bradshaw.
Well, I know you had Bradshaw, but
he's out for the season.
Yes, I know.
Boom. Hook, line, and sinker. Who else? Who else is out for the Brian Quick. Hook, line, and sinker. Out for the season.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'll give you that one. Yep. But we already knew that one. And Cooks is out now.
Is he?
Pretty much. I mean, he's out for the fantasy season, I should say. But the Saints aren't probably going to make the playoffs, so.
Yeah, the Saints are not going to make the playoffs. We already know
that. That division's so weak, though. They've got a chance, I guess.
More like the Aints, am I right?
Ba-doom-tsh.
Isn't Carolina the number one team in that division?
No, don't say
I
that.
I think so, but no. All of them have losing records, I thought.
No, Atlanta is the number one.
Atlanta,
at
4-6.
4-6, yep.
That division is so bad.
But they're undefeated, Atlanta, in the division.
Oh, that's right, 4-0, because their division's so bad. Wow, I can't believe Carolina still has a chance. Tampa Bay still has a chance.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Let's see, what Philadelphia do? Oh, Philadelphia got exposed.
Ooh, yeah, that's...
They got exposed.
Which jersey were you wearing, franchise?
The Sanchez?
Yeah,
Sanchez. Because I might burn it.
Yeah, bad luck.
Cleanse yourself.
And they got, Green Bay just, ouch.
They had to cut away from that game.
Because it was so bad.
Green Bay jerseys were so hideous.
Do they have to play some type of reruns or something? They try to go to reruns play?
Oh, even worse. They went to the Lions game.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was a downgrade for everybody.
Yeah.
Wait, let's hold on. Now, Detroit, they had a chance.
No, they did not.
They had a chance.
They only scored 6 points.
Yeah. It was amazing.
But they were driving all game long.
Stafford showed his true colors, which is stiff and can't make a throw.
Stanton is a Michigan alum, right?
Michigan State.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man. I'm thinking of that other guy.
Elvis Gerbach?
No.
Tom Brady?
Who's the guy that used to play quarterback that went and played for the Yankees?
Went and played for the Yankees.
I thought he was a quarterback for the Wolverines.
I don't remember.
Drew something? Wasn't it another Drew?
Tate Forcier.
What? Playing baseball?
I don't know. I don't
Denard
remember.
Denard Robinson.
Yes. Devin Gardner.
I didn't hear what you're saying.
That's okay.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. All I know is Arizona is legit. All you people didn't believe. All you people said they're not a real 7-1 team. They're not whatever, undefeated. Nobody believes in them. And then they beat Detroit, the best team in the NFC. And now everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. Oh, Arizona, Super Bowl preview. They're the best team in the NFL.
I didn't
hear that. Drew Henson.
Oh, Drew Henson.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember him.
Well.
You sure it wasn't Tate Forcier?
No, it was not.
Right. Okay, I'm going to be a Jamaican for a few minutes.
All right.
At back, man.
All right.
Yeah. Is he going to smoke something?
Probably.
I'm smoking now, man.
Okay.
All right, what else? Dallas, they didn't play, right?
Oh, yeah.
They did?
No, they didn't.
All right, bye week for Dallas. Nobody cares. What else? Cleveland? Oh, look
at that.
They
played horrible.
Last in their division.
Yep, what? Better start Manziel.
Yep. They're below
last. Save the season.
They're below
everyone. They are last. How did that
They're
happen?
They're 6-4. They're 6-4.
They went from first to last real quick.
Yeah. In 1 week, just last
week. It's a tough division.
No, stop.
Said no one ever.
Yeah, no. We're talking about.
Every team is above 500.
Eh.
Until they're not.
Yeah. Who's Cleveland played anyway? They haven't even played anybody.
You know who Detroit just played this past weekend?
The best team in the NFL?
No. No.
The only team with one loss in the NFL?
You also said Detroit was going to win from here on out.
Did
because of their schedule.
I don't remember that.
Of course not.
Must have missed Drew Stanton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see him on the schedule. Let's see. Who's, wow.
Cleveland's got a free win in Atlanta.
They lost to Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Really?
Ugh. See, you need to, Manziel has to come take over.
Yeah. You can't give the reins to Manziel free just because Manziel. They lost to Houston.
You gotta right the ship. Yeah.
No,
hit the panic button.
If we need to try and raise the stock of Hoyer, then you got to play him so that you can trade him. Then
no, you need to win. Atlanta's hot right now; they're leading their division.
Shut up.
The return of hot Atlanta.
Yeah, you better. It's let's free Manziel.
Can That's we get like a, Tampa Bay? Is 2-7 and only 2 games out of. Away from first place.
Is there a free Manziel hashtag on Twitter? We should start it if there isn't.
Money Man needs to make an appearance.
Come on. Come on. You know you want to do those fingers.
No.
Born, you know no. you want you know him you
I don't
do
want him
fingers.
Playing for us.
You know what we should do? We should have like a LeBron Manziel remix where when you do the money fingers, powder comes out.
This is like,
yes.
This is no different than Tebow. And all that's gonna happen is everybody's gonna watch him play and then see how terrible he is.
Tebow won a playoff game. I think Cleveland would count that as a Super Bowl.
No. No.
Wow.
And we just got rid of Ben Tate.
Wow.
You gotta make more room because you're gonna
You
have
gotta
to pay
either
Manziel.
Look at it as this team is like completely like going off the rails or they actually have a plan in place because we get Gordon back next week
they
too.
They just had to free up a roster spot for Manziel.
So all
ego.
The more reason you get Gordon back, start Manziel.
Manziel can't throw.
He can on the run.
But he can win.
That's all he does is win.
Yep.
And throw money at the crowd.
I wish.
It's time.
It is not time.
All right, what else? Anything else, NFL? Tired of looking at the Browns.
Peyton played horrible.
That whole team played horrible. What's going on?
They got
with,
some injuries too, right?
Yeah. What's his face? Sanders. Is he out for the season?
No.
No.
He's out for a week or two.
He got concussed. He's all right.
All right. Demaryius Thomas is going to be fed now.
Isn't Julius Thomas? Didn't he get injured too?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, even more feeding for Demaryius.
Who do they have? Who else do they have?
Just Demaryius Thomas. And then they have, what's a little garden gnome that runs around with the oversized helmet?
Oh, welcome.
Wes.
There we go. Yeah, they got him.
Garden gnome?
That's a good description. That is exactly what he looks like. All right. TPS NFL scoreboard. Let's get right into it.
Let's do it.
Week 11.
Let's.
Calm down, Tomater. Team Chuck Norris, 71. Straight Trash Homie, 107. Bringing both teams to 5-6. Keeping both teams' playoff hopes alive. Straight Trash needed a win. Got a win. As kind of one of the up-and-coming teams in the TPS NFL. 3 straight. Beating bad teams. Galabra, Bums, and now Norris. I guess that was basically the easy part of his schedule. So now that he's back to his division, I assume that he's going to go 0 for his next 3 and play himself right out of the playoff picture. Let's see.
That was weird.
What?
You call him an up-and-coming team, and then you kill them.
All in the same breath?
Yeah. Yep.
I called it. Next matchup.
Covered all angles.
Team Twerk, 86. Team Canada, 35. 35. Wow.
Oh my God.
That's a 3 and a 5. Like, that's his total points for the entire game. So he had no defense, no kicker, a 0 out of Thomas because of the injury.
Kyrie he still
Robinson,
got Cruz.
Oh my gosh. In 2 injured reserve.
You guys were threatening me on the bubble a couple weeks ago. This guy doesn't even make a freaking attempt.
He does have 5 wins though. I mean.
It doesn't matter. If I, again, like last week, if I played you every week, I would beat you 7-4.
Born, the ball don't lie.
It has nothing to do with the ball. It has something to do with the scores.
The bank is open.
He's still got a shot at the playoffs.
Give me another one.
My bench scored over half his points, so it was amazing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I did my job this week.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's twerk. What was going on with your team?
I'm continuing to learn Cam Newton's awful.
Yes. Ugh, that's rough.
Still
that's
got your 18 season. Points.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. 18 points. How dare he?
Yeah. But
I know, right? On that. Barely better than the Sanchez.
I've got Matthews in one of my other leagues, and I was a little nervous to see that he was limping after the game.
Yeah, that kind of had me worried that he's going right back
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's classic Matthews. Ryan Matthews loves getting injured.
But he's, yeah, especially against Oakland. But McCoy continues to be allergic to the end zone.
Oh, that'll happen the rest of the season.
Yeah, Bell, well, like the rest of the Lions, is terrible.
What?
7-3 attaboy, terrible. Attaboy.
Division leader terrible.
Okay. And then Fleener, everybody knew it was going to happen. Yep. He's going to get a ton of receiving yards. 144 receiving yards. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I called it.
He was the only guy open against.
Well, that's because Allen went down.
Another player dropped, owned by franchise, and then dropped again.
That's the move.
You could build a championship out of just what he's dropped this season.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm not putting in any waiver wire requests until I see what franchise has dropped this next Wednesday.
All right, next matchup. Ben Caldwell, we trust. Let's see, 96 team, beast mode, 74. No running backs for Ben Caldwell. But everyone else showed up. The Eagles defense sucks.
Why would you start the Eagles D against Green Bay?
No, Green Bay is so hot right now. Like, do not touch Green Bay. They're gonna score like 100 soon.
How soon do they play Detroit?
Ooh.
Not soon. Are you predicting?
Enough. Ooh, it's the last week.
Are you predicting a loss for Green Bay?
No,
ooh,
of
that's
going to
be for the division right there.
Yeah, it will be.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait. Is it in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. It's going to be freaking cold.
Free win for Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, I know. You got to play against the elements and the Packers.
Yep.
It's not right.
You're not so much playing against Packers as much as you're playing against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. Big Raj.
A-Raj. Get it right.
A-Raj.
All right, Martinez, Lazy King, 75. TPS NFL Bums, 92. Let's see what happened in this matchup.
This is a travesty.
Yeah, this basically is. Bums didn't have a wide receiver. Terrence Williams was on bye. He could have started Dwayne Bowe, but basically he left the slot open, and Lazy King still can't come through. With anything, it's so bad. He needs to be on the bubble, right? Lazy King?
He's been on the bubble for years. You keep him around because you think he's basically your reserve team that you can scam out whenever your players are failing. That's why he's still in this league, Diddy.
You're right.
No, he's in this league because he's our free bye week.
Let's keep him. You're right, Tomater. No bubble for Lazy King.
This week, the best teams really didn't play at their best. But, you know, every year when I...
Hey, speak for yourself, buddy.
You're not the best team. You're a fluke.
Okay.
You are. I think I beat you. In fact, I know I beat you. Okay, then. So if you're the best, that means I'm better than you.
Next matchup. Mexico Brownies.
When's the last time you won a championship franchise?
About 2 years ago. When's the last time you won one?
Before that.
Okay. Really? That really, Tomater?
Nice. Okay.
Really? Wow. That was weak. All
right. You're not going to law school, right?
Nope.
Okay.
Hurt yourself there, buddy.
Mexico Brownies 49, Galabra 96. Galabra, how'd you do it?
Well, it's pretty easy when you have two guys almost score 30 points for you.
I don't know. Sometimes you can have a guy score 40 points and still lose.
Wow. No spoilers. But
it helped because I got 40 points from my Thursday game. Or not 40, I'm sorry, 20 points from my Thursday game.
So it helps that Mexico Brownies also laid down in front of the truck that was your team.
Yeah, he didn't have very many options.
No, he laid down.
He started Sankey. He tried to ride Sankey to the banky.
This was kind of like the exact opposite last year, where I thought I could pull out a win against him, but I had like all my guys on bye, and he still destroyed me.
What Brownies? What is your love affair with Bob Griffin?
Like, he's the best option available.
Stop
when
putting,
I need to pick someone up.
Stop.
Just better is
available.
Hoyer was available.
A kicker that has negative points. That is truly amazing.
That is amazing.
You really know how to pick him, buddy.
Your team
it's a
is
kicker.
Your team
There's
is
no
done.
Skill in picking a kicker.
No, your team is done.
Then why did you try to
Hoyer
trade
was available.
One of mine?
Hoyer
recently?
Was available. 15 points for Hoyer.
Yep. You could have won.
The Brownies actually requested one of my kickers.
Wow.
Well, that wasn't about the kicker.
Yeah, I know. I saw through your ruse.
Oh, really? It sounds like you saw through it.
Okay, so Mexico Brownies continue their downhill slide to missing.
Whoa, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
This is my last loss of the season.
Really? We're getting into division weeks. The next 3 weeks are when it really matters. Men from the boys type of situation.
Yeah, you're going to have to play beast mode.
And Rough Riders.
And the bums.
And Rough Riders.
Ooh, and rivalry week is coming up.
He doesn't play the Rough Riders. He's not in your division, you idiot.
Yeah, bad. I don't play any of the teams you were naming.
Wow, I can say.
Next matchup. Tomaters 95, Rough Riders 60. Tomater, you fluked a win. You escaped with victory here.
I think you were hiding out with John this week, Edidi.
I had multiple buys.
Should have planned your season better. Should have planned better for your Super Bowl.
Giovanni Bernard is out. I'm waiting patiently for him to come back. Now I did pick up Gray.
And yet, somehow, with all of these bye weeks, your bench still outscored your main team.
Jodas Gray is the greatest running back in NFL history.
You picked the right week to sit.
Bench him. Yeah.
38 attempts.
You must hate winning.
199 yards. He's probably dead, though, actually, after 38 attempts in one game.
They haven't updated it, because they went back and gave him, like, 2 extra yards.
Really? So he had even more points.
Yeah.
Wow. So he got 43 points but has no legs and playing the great Detroit defense.
He's just starting next week as a torso.
Yes. They just used him up. What? That's
he actually made a side appearance at a Walking Dead cameo.
Legs.
Tomato, let's be honest. Your team isn't that good. Like
apparently it is.
No, you're 6-5.
I'm leading my division.
Yeah, but your division is terrible.
My division has one of the high. I have the highest points for scored in this entire league.
Right, one fluke
by 1 point.
One fluke week.
Stop. Your team does suck.
See?
What?
Alfred Blue?
Yeah,
come on.
Alfred Blue.
36 carries, he's dead too. He didn't even get a touchdown.
Guess who's coming back next week? Arian Foster.
He's good. He's dead also.
He's got as much chance as Ben Tate does.
Yeah. Come on.
Arian Foster and Ben Tate are going to be holding hands after next week.
What? Arian Foster is one of the greatest running backs in the league this year.
He's dead.
Are you serious?
He's had multiple 20-plus point performances. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
What are you talking
about? Am I serious? The running back position this year is dead. And I have one of the only ones who's still kind of kicking around.
And you lost Emmanuel Sanders.
My boy Eddie Lacy has been turning it up. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Emmanuel Sanders will be back. Next week, I've got a rough matchup. I'm losing 2 of my top point producers. Tonio Brown's going to be on a bye week. Emmanuel Sanders got hit in his head. It's going to be a rough week. So probably going to lose. Can't really stop the flow. But you know what? I won this week. I won my Super Bowl. That's
the point
all that
is, you can't stop Galabra is the point.
What?
Hold on. We ain't there yet. We need to talk about E. Diddy. E. Diddy, the three-time power ranking, you know, leading person, losing to me. The person who he has continually called a fluke this entire year. Guess what, E. Diddy? Stay free.
I got bi-weeked.
Just Dez? Like, I had, like, my entire starting lineup, and you had Dez out.
Dez is a different
And he had both of the Smiths, neither of whom he effectively starts properly, but he did lose both of those. But you still had 13 points out of Roddy White, 9 points out of ODB. Like, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Colin Kaepernick, keeper.
Oh, yeah.
Jonathan dual Stewart, Carolina. Like, shit. Yeah, dual Carolina running backs. What are you doing?
Thunder and lightning.
What am I doing? I'm winning seven matchups.
No, wait a minute. You did, can I explain this one?
Okay.
There's probably a video for this, right?
there's definitely a video for this.
He did. He tanked that game.
Yep.
Tanked. I understand why he tanked it. Because we need a new sucker. And Tomato is that sucker. I understand it now.
Now Tomato thinks he's good.
Yeah, he's out there. He's drinking the Kool-Aid.
He thinks his team is good because he beat the best team in the league.
No, this is still proof that E. Diddy's gonna lay an egg when it comes to the playoffs.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, you got me.
When you're describing yourself, sure.
I didn't think my team was good when I won 160 points in a week. I didn't think my team was good the week after when I still won. I didn't think my team was good then. I definitely don't think my team's good now. It's obvious I just beat a bum. It's obvious. You laid down. You're a sucker.
1 minute he says his team is the greatest team on paper, and he's like, oh, my team's the best in the league.
Yep.
And then he's like, this week I said my team sucked, and I still think my team sucks. What is the true story here, sir? That is what the people want to know. What is the story? Do you think your team
sucks? I don't
really
care.
Are you just...
Yeah, nobody
cares.
You have to at least
hand it to E. Diddy, though, because, you know, he got trounced like he did in this week, but he didn't duck at least.
Yeah,
I'm here.
At least
he tried to.
Didn't duck once.
Did he?
You got to be in the hangout.
In the hangout.
You got to keep him honest there.
I tweeted at him to make sure this shit was happening.
Yeah, you have to be in the hangouts to pay attention to what happens. He did. He tried to knock this podcast off tonight, but I threatened him. I said if he didn't come on, I would do the podcast and host it.
Just check eating storyline.
What
the hell?
Sorry, we only caught half of that. Boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
All right, week 12. Now we're back into everyone's playing division rivals for the last
rivalry
week. Yep. Galabra against Tomaters. 3-7-1 against 6-5. And we already heard Tomater hedge his team.
There's no hedging about this. I'm probably going to lose.
He wrote, I need a miracle.
Now ESPN, Glover, ESPN has you scoring lots of points.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, nobody believes that. That's completely falsified.
I've had some hot players, but they could definitely cool down.
Yeah. Okay, so next matchup is Straight Trash versus Marcus and Lazy Kings. Whatever. In Caldwell We Trust taking on TPS NFL Bums. Whatever. Team Twerk versus Mexico Brownies. Two ex-champions?
This is the matchup of the week.
Is it really?
Yeah. Ah, this is.
Maybe.
This is for the Brown division.
Really?
Yes.
Well, because this would split it because I already beat him once. This is the second time going against each other.
So Twerk would still
head-to-head.
Have the division lead, I think.
This is for the Brown division.
Twerk's going to get it even if he loses.
Why?
Because his team's better.
He's got Mark Sanchez.
Do the
math. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I have to start Sanchez.
Wait a minute.
You have
Mark Sanchez?
Which is probably an upgrade from Cam Newton.
Mark Sanchez is playing Tennessee, though.
I know. Free win. He's going to score a million points.
Oh, God.
He's going to have the Aaron Rodgers game this week.
18 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I think I might need Denard.
get Denarded. Don't waste him.
No, he's staying on the bench.
No, New Orleans run defense is legit. Like, check your stats there. New Orleans is legit.
Okay, next.
Hold on, I'm still looking at the matchup. All right, next. Team Canada, 5-6 against Team Chuck Norris, 5-6. Both teams struggling to make a playoff run. Let's, fingers crossed, they set their lineups.
No, I wish Canada could put something together this week. It's going to be another, somehow, even though both teams are pathetic, Chuck Norris is going to win.
Trey Mason?
It doesn't matter. He has people to start. Who is Team Canada starting? Steven Jackson.
D-Jax.
When was the last time he was relevant?
3 years ago.
Ancient history. I was winning championships back then.
Ugh, who's counting? All right, last matchup. Team Beast Mode versus TPS NFL Rough Riders. And the Rough Riders are so good, they don't even need to win. And they will still have the division.
Well, that's
lead.
Good because they won't.
What are you talking about?
You but, never beat Team Beast Mode.
But I got this. I got it this time. This is my moment.
You've said that every year, this every is, time you go against
Beast Mode. This is the part where I beat Beast Mode in the TPS NFL.
You're starting Jonas Gray.
I got to. I got to ride the wave.
You're going to so regret that.
Yeah, that wave subsided.
No. Oh, he's
that,
gonna
that
go
torso.
Off.
You actually didn't. Yeah, you realized that it was actually a tsunami.
He is going to go off. I can't wait for my 4 touchdowns.
At least you've got Dez Bryant back this week.
Oh, yeah.
Your cash cow. Your golden goose.
Look at my wide receivers there. I'm stacked at wide receiver.
You are?
Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton. He's done.
What do you mean? Yeah. He's not done.
That you was have Dez Bryant. Free. That's it.
No, I got T.Y. and ODB.
Oh, didn't you see Fleener? That's the go-to. T.Y. is just, eh.
Look at my bench. I mean, I could switch him out. I have like 6 starting wide receivers.
You probably should switch him out. What, Crabtree? Crabtree is butt cheeks.
What?
What does that even mean? Is that I'm another confused. Part of your paper?
That's the part 2. That's the follow-up.
He is awful.
That's the follow-up to nipple paper, butt cheeks.
He's going to ask us all a question about it.
All right, so that's your week 12 preview.
Wait a minute.
At least DD has to bench Thunder and Lightning this week. He's forced into it.
DD has some pretty good wide receivers. I have top-notch wide receivers.
No, hold on. I got ODB for free. He was the best wide receiver you had.
I've got Jordan Matthews for free.
See, here's a classic case of franchise could say it, but he won't because he's a little more highbrow than E. Diddy. This is a classic case of hook, line, and sinker right here. It's all coming down to this week.
Well, actually, it's interesting to note with Jordan Matthews, franchise took his own advice after he dropped him and picked him back up. He knew that since he dropped him, he must be hot shit. So he picked him back up.
It's a reverse franchise?
Yeah, he reverse franchised himself.
All right, if the playoffs started today, the number one team would be the Rough Riders. No surprise.
How far away am I?
Ooh, you are so far away.
Scroll down here.
Yeah, you are the
you're
last
playing the Lazy
team.
Kings.
You are the last team.
Number and the 12. Lazy Kings are ahead of you.
Number 5 would be Brownies against In Caldwell We Trust. 6-3 would be Beast Mode and Tomaters. And number 2 would be Team Twerk. Everything lining up with 3 weeks left. Until the playoffs start. Let's see what else we got.
Is this the closest we've ever had at this point in time in the season?
It is real.
I think so.
A lot of teams have a chance. Well, there's only one team that has been mathematically.
Okay.
You sure about
after
that?
The algorithm.
Yes. You know why? It's because you didn't do your job this week.
Wow. That's why you
lay it over.
Just win games.
I did.
He is winning his games.
He won a game.
This is where destiny was not in my hands. I did my job.
All right, so let's move on to the power rankings. Let's see what now we let the system do it this week. The system. There was no perfecting of the week 11 power rankings. There was There was no smoothing. There was no adjusting for logic. We just let the system.
Ran out of time, or you're just lazy?
Wow.
I think even E. Diddy can't commit that much of him. He can't make that much of a farce of this league.
Number 12, Martinez Lazy Kings. Number 11, Team Chuck Norris Galabra up to number 10.
Yeah.
That makes no sense whatsoever. That is why we don't let ESPN do breaking. Number 9.
The commissioner's comment, surprisingly not relevant, considering what Galabra's main team strategy is. Rebuilding years are tough, especially when you're not in a keeper league. We are.
See, that's why we never trust ESPN. They don't know what talking about. Number 9, Team Canada. 8, Straight Trash. 7, TPS NFL Bum. 6, Team Beast Mode. 5, and called what we trust.
Okay, here's where it starts breaking.
4, Team Twerk, which is 7-4, right?
Yeah.
Number 3, TPS NFL Rough Riders, which is 7-4, right? The top two teams based on wins. If the playoffs started today, they would be the top two teams. But whatever, ESPN thinks they're 3-4. Number 2, Mexico Brownies. 5 lost Mexico Brownies.
That's just one off of 4 losses.
5 losses was exposed last week. Isn't going to win a game for the rest of the season.
It did get exposed during the Cowboys bye week.
Mexico Brownies. And the number 1, 5 loss Heirloom Tomatoes. 5 losses. 6-5. I can't even say that with a straight face. I don't know how a 6-5 team can be ranked number 1 in anything, except maybe 5 losses.
That's okay. I beat the number 1 team.
Yeah, you should get credited. You should be like 5 or 4, something like that. Good job.
4, where I've been for like 2 weeks.
Okay, 6 then. you kicked the team while they were down. You should get no credit for that.
I took care of business.
Bye-weeked.
Yeah, you got bye-weeked. Congratulations. You planned your season wrong.
Wow. All right, let's move on to the pick'em. Beastmas spread. Oh, also, there's major confusion on the winnings for the TPS NFL presented by the Blue Shack podcast. Somebody in some form is going to win 20 space bucks. It may be for the TPS NFL. It may be for the champion. It may be for the worst team. Who knows? Or it may be for the picks can pick them. So do your best or worst, because somebody's gonna win something.
I think you said it was for the league, not for the pick 'ems.
It's for the league. Is that confirmed?
But from there, I don't know what.
You're pretty confident on that. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm confident it's the league, but I don't know if it's the best or the worst or the
very. We'll figure it all out. So
well,
like
it's
I
the
said,
worst, it's Glabra and Lazy Kings in a fight to the death.
One can hope.
Okay, so the
that bum Pantera should not be rewarded for not doing jack shit this entire year.
I think that kind of comment is what's going to make Blue Shack Podcast give it to Pantera. That's just more fuel for the fire. Okay, so McLean, 6 picks right this week, 81 points, tied with Bowser, also 6-81. Ron Bro coming up strong, 9 right, 80, 1 behind the leader. Born, 79 with 7 rights. Conseco's T-Balls.
Oh my gosh,
wow, what has happened?
Slipping.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of Conseco, did you all hear? Apparently his finger fell off in a poker game.
Well, you can bid on it.
Yeah, you can buy it if you want it.
How did we not talk about this in like sports news?
I know. Cause it's not news.
I mean, yeah, you kind of expect that.
Yeah.
It's Conseco being Conseco.
Yeah, it's like what? Oh yeah, of course he did.
Like it just slipped right off?
He was playing poker.
It just fell off on the table.
He said it smelled funny.
Well, you know, John, you know how he lost it, right?
No.
He was cleaning his gun and it went off and blew off his finger.
Of course it did, right?
Which of course. So, I mean,
and
of
so then he had it surgically repaired and he was at a celebrity poker tournament and it fell off at some point during the round.
The only way it could get better is if he was trying to raise people with home run derby competitions.
Wait, when did he shoot his finger off? Was that before or after the home run derby?
It was after. This happened, like, shooting off his finger happened like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay.
And then the poker tournament happened like this weekend, and then he decided that he's going to put both his finger and the gun up on eBay to bid on. And he said he was going to put something about how it helped hit like 460 home runs.
Oh my gosh.
And it's good for stirring cocktails.
So he's just swinging and hitting the ball out of the park with his hand.
Apparently.
His middle finger.
So you're saying that around the same time Canseco's T-balls picks started going downhill was when he shot his finger off? Coincidence? I think not.
You're powered by Canseco.
He needs to sew that puppy back
on. You know what though? You have to pull out that photo and see if you've got one of the last remaining pictures of his middle finger intact.
His real hand?
On his real hand.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna have to go to the archive.
Maybe here. You have to buy the finger for good luck.
Just wear like one of those little rabbit feet.
And then go back to another, home run derby this next summer.
Well, he reported.
Get him to sign the finger.
Or hit it out of the park.
If you played softball, you could like tie it to your hand and see if it does anything.
Gosh, hold on, I'm looking.
It just
up
injects
the,
you
I'm
with more steroids.
His tweets on the matter were quite interesting. He said, "Ha ha ha! Someone got a video of my finger falling off. That's funny.
That is funny."
And then he's like, "OMG, I saw the video. That looks weird."
Okay,
also,
wait.
He reported before his finger fell off that it quote unquote had been smelling weird.
What?
Okay,
hand
we
was
all
it?
Agree. He's insane. He's a crazy person.
No, me and him are buds. Careful what you say.
It's pretty amazing that there's always somebody to pass the torch. Like, it was Rodman who passed it on to Tyson, passed it on to Canseco. It'd be interesting who he passes this on to.
Dominican Sue.
There you go.
But Sue's gonna shoot other people's hands off.
Alex Rodriguez, so when he comes back and he's not doing anything. And just
Sue would be the type of person who would buy the finger and just wear it around as a necklace. He definitely would.
And stir drinks.
Get it like doused in formaldehyde. Get it doused in formaldehyde or something.
So wait, what hand was it? Left or right? Do we know?
I thought it was right hand, but I'm not positive.
Because I have a great picture of his left hand.
Ooh.
Like a fantastic, like I can see the middle finger.
See?
Dang it.
You can take the picture and mirror it.
That's true. I could just do a mirror. You're right. All right, I'm gonna have to work on. Maybe I should tweet, crop out his hand and tweet it at him. Remember this?
Yeah,
you should. All right, I'm gonna have to save that.
You need to tweet at him.
He will answer too. That's the sad thing.
Oh,
he'll probably retweet it and say ha ha ha.
You'll probably try to charge me.
My question is, what type of doctors does he have who can't frickin' reattach it correctly?
Black market doctors.
Yeah.
Bootleg.
Well, apparently
the guy that just put some, they just put some super glue on the tip of it and glued it back together.
All right, let's TPS NBA time.
Later, suckers.
Night night.
Night night.
All right, so the TPS NBA, we're three weeks in. This is the beginning of week four, and there are two teams that are kind of separating themselves from the rest of the league, both undefeated. One team's legit, and one team is the Brown Bombers. And what a coincidence, but these two teams play this week, and one team is dominating the matchup, and one team is the Brown Bombers.
It's still early.
What do you mean it's, no, it's over.
I've hardly had anyone play. You have like 50 players every day.
Every day, right.
Yeah.
Because I know how to play fantasy basketball. I know.
Well, you know how to play for the regular season.
Whoa. Look at my free pickup that I got. 17 points, Nick Young. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that was surprising because you picked him up a while ago, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I just picked him up this week because he's coming back.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
I called it.
Yeah, I don't know why you're following Lakers news.
Swaggy P. Because I need to get them points. That's why.
Are you like a fan of Iggy Azalea or?
Hold on. What's going on with MMA Rich?
I don't know. He disappeared.
Come on, MMA Rich.
He disappeared like LeBron in the playoffs.
He still shows up as in here.
There he is.
Is that just me?
Yeah, that was just you.
Yeah. And we're, because I'm trying to download the new map pack for Battlefield.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
We're all about that Iron Banner 2.0 now.
No.
Whatever.
No, we're not.
Yeah, good. What a piece of junk.
We're talking about how I just picked up Swaggy P for free. And now my team is set. Like, I think this is the team I'm going to roll with for at least the next 5 days. Until McLean. Well, I've already beat him, basically.
No.
No, I got
just wait.
I'm waiting. What am I
waiting
for?
Wait till I have a lineup that plays.
God, all of my players are getting freaking injured at the same time.
Let me see. The day I'm going to come back is on Friday.
Is it Friday? Hold on. Let me check Friday.
I think it's Friday.
All right. Was that Friday the 21st?
No, never mind. The 22nd. Saturday.
The 22nd is when you come
back. That's when you're done.
Is that when I'm done?
That's when you're getting it.
Ooh. Oh, Calderon is hurt. He's done. He's out.
He'll be back.
Joe Johnson's a bum. Trevor
Ariza's
inconsistent.
Whoa.
Dirk is old. Marquise Morris had his one game. DeMar DeRozan is a wannabe.
Wait, Marquise Morris had a game?
Chandler Parsons is white. Tyson Chandler is broken. And Brandon Wright, I don't know what Brandon Wright is. He's like a llama.
He's unstoppable.
He's a llama.
He doesn't miss ever.
He doesn't miss, but he only takes 2 shots a game. So.
More like 6. So, yeah.
All right.
He's up to like 20 minutes.
Is he?
So.
Are they giving up on their season?
Are they what?
Is that it? They're giving up on their seasons?
What are you talking about?
Well, when you said he's up to 20 minutes, I was thinking, yeah, said nobody ever.
Brandon Wright is an unstoppable force.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
No.
He's probably the best player in the league.
Better than LeBron?
LeBron? Man, like half the league's better than LeBron.
That's true.
He sucks this year.
He is not good this year. Like, he is... Oh,
I called it. Did I call it?
You called it.
Yeah. I told you that Kevin Love was overrated. I've been saying it for years.
You did say that too.
And Kyrie Irving, he's just the guy who scores a lot.
He doesn't
pass. He's like Rudy Gay.
He doesn't pass.
What? Yeah. He does.
Irving does now.
Irving
never passes.
Oh my gosh.
How can you have a point guard that don't pass? That's not a point guard.
It's not called Brandon Knight.
Wow.
Yep.
That would have hurt 2 years ago.
It only does it now because you realize it, yeah. He's right?
This is like, wait, Brandon Jennings. That would have hurt.
Same guy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically.
Pretty much.
All right. So I'm going to Cleveland's roster because there's some major questions about their roster.
There's a rumor I heard yesterday or the day before that they're looking to try and see if they can pick up Corey Brewer.
Yeah, I did read that. Does he pass the ball?
I don't know. The biggest thing they were talking about him was the fact that him and Love have some chemistry from Love being able to chuck those far full court passes from the getting rebounds.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Corey Brewer made that's how he got his contract, actually. He knows as soon as the shot goes up, he just starts running down the floor.
People in Ohio might not like him, though.
Why?
because of the back-to-back championships that they won. And one of them was against Ohio State.
Nobody remembers that.
Yeah.
Ohio does.
Never forget.
Wasn't it's that always, a blowout?
It's always painful. I think so. It might have been.
They were all blowouts.
Shut up.
Let's hope that they don't get back in again, okay? Not the basketball, but the football. Because if Ohio State gets into the Final Four, they are going to embarrass the Big Ten again.
Yeah, we can't all just have crappy seasons where we don't even show up to even make a dent to even look bad this year.
We don't want Ohio State representing.
I guess we'll be that black sheep for you then.
We don't want Ohio State representing the Big Ten, please. Please. Yeah. 'Cause the world is watching.
Yeah, don't embarrass Michigan.
Man, what is going on with Kevin Love? He's not good this year. Like 37.
That's who he is.
He's 37 Whatever. Minutes.
You guys were ripping on them last time. They went up and were 5-3 going into last night. They did play it bad last night, but they're going to be okay.
Denver.
Yeah, who cares? Apparently, that's not the gauntlet of the West, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. They went through the gauntlet and came out 2-2.
Yeah. But one of them was Denver, and then they apparently couldn't follow that up at home. Their home record is not good so far this year.
Because LeBron is afraid. You saw what he did in this first.
It's not just that. It's the whole mentality. Like, this team has a lot of talent. They just need a killer instinct, and they don't have it yet. So that'll be the whole storyline this year. If they can't get it, then they're not gonna.
I know what happened. They blew out Atlanta, 127-94. LeBron played hardly any minutes, so he had a ton of energy. And from what I hear, when you go to Atlanta, you party hard. It is the get down city. So they partied it up, and then
I wish I would have known that on my vacation.
A long flight back.
To me, man, I could have told you a whole bunch of places to go.
Why do you think they call it Hotlanta?
Yeah, well, we were actually just flying in. We drove to Savannah.
That's where True Detectives is.
Ooh, oh yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, freaky. LeBron is having an off season.
No, look at they're his just shooting. They're gonna get it. They're gonna get it together.
Look at his shooting percentage.
The team has pretty much flip flopped their offensive efficiency this year so far.
He's not.
They started off horrible, and now they're like leading at least the Eastern Division, if not the. Or Eastern Conference, if not the West.
He's not getting to the free throw line. He has no triple doubles this season.
That doesn't matter.
He scored 11 points when he went into the gauntlet against Portland. Like, he was exposed against Portland.
He doesn't have to be the alpha dog from like he was in Miami, because all the other duds on that team didn't do anything.
And because Irving's a bad point guard, he has to handle the ball too much, and he's leading the league in turnovers.
Did you see the there's a video, it's like, I think it's from last night's game. They're trying to say it was something from karma. I swear to God, every day there's something from ESPN turning themselves into TMZ saying something about Cleveland. Like, obviously it was with that whole handshake last week, or this week it was something about there's some storms brewing between LeBron and waiters now. And
And
where LeBron was standing underneath the basket, like, had his arms open, like, give me the ball. And just like froze like that after waiters shot at the ball and like bricked out. It was right towards like the last like 3 or 4 minutes when they're trying to make a comeback to win. And they're saying that it was karma because LeBron did something like that to him. So he's
going
to return the favor.
Yep.
He's gonna be gone.
That team is falling apart.
They gotta give the keys to Waiter.
Yeah.
Keys to the team.
He's the alpha dog. I mean, he has the right attitude, right?
No. No.
He's like, I'm gonna do it my way.
They put him on the bench?
Yeah, they benched him. Defensive mechanic.
Wow. Wait, for who?
Marion.
Marion?
Yeah.
Matrix?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. That's why they're trying to go after Brewer.
Can he really call himself the Matrix anymore?
How did that name come about?
Because he was the one.
In what?
Well, when he was a rookie, you remember how he used to have all those crazy dunks, and they would be in slow motion, so it's like the Matrix. And every game he would come down the floor, and it'd be like he'd get in the air, and it looked like he'd glide forever. So that's where he got that name.
I'd ask Tomato if he knew anything about that, but he'd probably say how he was 10 years old and anything that happened before his time he didn't care about.
You know what? Another team that's on the rise right now.
Oh my gosh.
Detroit. Oh my gosh.
I thought you were going to talk about the Lakers.
No.
Are the Lakers on the rise?
No.
They won a game.
Yeah.
They won a game finally.
Detroit just went through the gauntlet.
Did they?
OKC in Memphis.
And what was the outcome?
They beat OKC and lost to Memphis. pretty predictable.
Yeah. But
they beat what's left of OKC.
Oh man, I feel so bad for that team.
That is rough.
Because I don't know.
Are there limitations as to how many guys they can sign if more guys get injured? How does that work?
I mean, they have 15 roster slots to begin with.
I actually did hear there's something like a, it's called, I forget what it's called. It's like a, it's something like a pity contract is what it's called or something like that. I forget what it's called.
Oh man. Yeah, cause they had 9 players available and everyone else was injured.
Was one of them Kendrick Perkins?
Yes. So
they had like 8 players.
Yeah, so they did cause he had no points and 3 rebounds in 18 minutes. Come on. Really?
Did you see his motivational speech, though, before the Sacramento game?
No.
Because Sacramento, they started real hot the season.
Yeah.
And he was in the huddle, and he was like, they're still Sacramento.
What? Disrespecting them?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty awesome.
Wow.
That's probably the highlight of his career.
Wow, that's not right. That doesn't, oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, it is right. They are still Sacramento.
That's true, but he doesn't have to say it. I mean, they know that they're Sacramento.
It must have worked because they won.
He needed to remind his teammates that they're Sacramento. Wow. So this team, this Oklahoma team is terrible, right? They have 3 wins on the season. Is not good. Are they going to have enough to survive to make the playoffs? That's the question. And is it worth it? Why not regroup, get a draft pick, and then make a run next year?
I don't think they'll be able to recover. Maybe in the East.
Yeah, in the East for sure, but not in the West. I mean, they only... Have they played any good teams yet? Nope. They haven't played any good teams except Detroit, and they lost to them, so.
Wow.
Have you been watching Detroit?
No.
Like actually watching those games?
No.
Okay, good.
I've watched enough of him in NBA 2K15, and my God, Josh Smith is horrible.
What are you talking about? You just got to the block.
I hope the franchise gives me the ability of what to do with players, and I'm going to voluntarily ask that he be traded.
What? You cannot
ask
somebody else to be traded.
We're going to skyrocket so far up the power rankings
you're
once he's
gone.
You're not
even a franchise player. Like, you're fringe.
No, that's not what coach thinks.
Wow, that Van Gundy's going to get fired.
Van Gundy's making some great calls lately.
How many minutes a game?
We just beat the number one team in the playoffs. We're an 8 seed. We just squeaked in.
And you beat them in one game?
And we beat Chicago, yeah.
But that's
I think they had an injury, which is what helped, but.
So you beat them one time. Not the series.
No, we won the series.
Oh, you won the series. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're playing Charlotte right now, the second round. And they're kind of tough. I think they won the first 2 games and then we won the 3rd. They're kind of tough. Are you playing that very much?
My player?
Yeah.
I'm only playing my league mode, basically.
Okay. Because I'm not doing well with the coach satisfaction at times.
Oh, I never do.
I don't understand what I'm not doing
SVG
right.
SVG is a hard man to please.
He is.
I mean, so that seems pretty accurate.
So why is my coach Byron Scott?
Are you playing on the Lakers?
No.
Oh.
Oh, no, he's not. It's Doc Rivers.
Yeah, Doc. Yeah, mine is too.
What?
Doc Rivers went to the Bulls.
What?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Doc Rivers went to Orlando here.
That's the coach they got the voice for. So once you start doing good and you become a superstar, Doc Rivers will automatically come to your team.
What?
Wow. Yeah, no matter where you're at.
Wow.
Okay. Just like real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Front runner, Doc Rivers, what a surprise. Who has the best roster and can pay me the most? Oh, your owner's a racist? That's okay.
Is that check clear?
We're good. Yeah. Well, you just want me to sign the back of this, right? Then I can cash it? Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it looks like a good idea. I always kind of get into it, but I like the franchise mode better. I like trying to win a championship with my team, and I'm currently 2-5. This is very, very accurate simulation right now.
Maybe the Pistons?
Yes.
The Pistons. And you haven't made any ridiculous trades, right?
No.
You probably still have Josh Smith on your team.
Absolutely.
That's why.
Yeah, that's a guaranteed, like, half the losses right
I
there.
I fall into the trap because he's always open.
Yep.
And for the corner three.
That's just a nod, tip of the cap to NBA 2K for having spot on AI.
Yep. Let him take it. Let him throw this brick up. Build a house. Have fun.
And I always pass it to him and I always shoot it because he's open.
Of course.
Like he'll
You know what? Bourne's right. Spot on AI.
You know, and when he makes that one out of his 10 from there, I'm so excited. Because it always makes me feel like he's going to make the next one too.
It would be okay if the main thing I've got about it is like we're running more plays where he's not outside the arc because my 3-point percentage is getting better. And so we've been like more or less just feeding the post like to start off the game just to soften up the interior. And he'll constantly get fouled, and you'll think you could at least get some free points there, but he just misses everyone. Everyone.
Such a terrible shooter.
Ugh.
Maybe Cleveland needs rebounding, right?
No.
They need 35% shooting through 11 games. Why not?
No.
So make...
OKC needs a player.
They need multiple players.
Yeah.
Brandon Jennings and Josh Smith for free. All right, what else? Anything else, TPS NBA? Rough Riders are legit.
Well, have you seen Drummond's post-up game?
No.
He's working on it.
What does that mean?
He's coming.
He's coming?
Stan Van's making him play offense.
What?
He's not good at it.
No, he's not good at it. He's not. Yeah. He needs to get garbage buckets. That's what he does. Garbage buckets, Josh Smith missed three-pointers, putbacks, tip jam, something like that.
Was he on the team before Smith came?
He was drafted, so he was a rookie, I think, the year before.
Okay.
And then Josh Smith came, and he's like, ooh, free offensive rebounds. So Dre Drummond has offense now.
Yeah, because he's having a really bad year, Drummond.
Oh, yeah, because they're making him play.
But it's because of that.
Yeah, they're making him play.
Yeah.
You know that's making Greg Monroe better though.
Is he complaining about that at all? I mean, like what's really the,
about shooting?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
I know. I'm just wondering if that's going to cause a riff.
Like
and how people will react.
Why are you making me shoot so much, coach? Like, I remember the days when I shot, like, 56% from the field. Remember those days? Good times, right? Yeah. He's shooting 41% from the field. Oh, man.
He's so bad.
The experiment is over.
Everybody,
no, I mean, this
is
a full-time.
So
this is a long-term investment. They're sticking with it.
So Josh Smith is shooting 36%. KCP is shooting 35%.
DJ now, I watched a couple games where he played pretty well.
He played well a couple times. That's it, all season.
Yeah.
Drummond, 41%. I mean, this is the worst shooting team in the NBA by miles. 41% as a team.
Where does OKC rank there?
Oh, that's a good question. Hold on.
Or how about Indy?
No, they make buckets. Indy makes buckets.
Well, I'm just saying, I thought they're,
They're 42%.
Okay.
Indiana's 42. And, let's see. OKC. Let's see. What do they got? They're doing work too. They're 42 also. So yeah, it's all about Detroit. Detroit basketball.
Who's up towards the top?
Miami, 46%.
Who just started folding all of a sudden?
Did they?
Yeah.
It's a long season.
Were they like 5-5 now? 5-6?
It's a long season.
Okay, right.
They'll figure it out.
You didn't accept it when I said that last week.
Yeah, but the expectations for Cleveland are much higher.
Oh my gosh.
Much higher.
Miami's a team that went to the finals last year. You're saying because one player left, they're not contenders anymore? And they don't have high expectations?
No. Everyone's like, oh, they're done.
Just because they lost Ray Allen?
Yeah, apparently.
Ray was the glue. He held that team together.
Wow. All
right. What else? Anything else?
Did we talk about the Mavs?
No.
They're the best offense in history.
What do you mean in history?
They're so good.
In history.
They're not so good. Stop saying that.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're so good.
Did you guys, I meant to ask you, John and Nate, did you guys hear that there was a quote from Dirk a couple weeks ago where he's talking about how somebody, I forget what it was, but Dirk made some reference to Chandler for paying for something. He's like, after all, it is my money.
Yeah.
I forget what the context of it was, but
it was about him buying him lunch or something.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
This is money anyways.
But, that sounds legit.
Chandler's been better now, so.
Thank God. For a while there.
Yeah, they played well last night. I watched part of that game.
Don't watch Dallas. Don't.
They're scoring like 130 every night.
Because they have no defense.
They don't need it.
They can't stop
They're leading
anybody.
The league in point differential because they score so much.
Just wait till they play Detroit.
Have they played Golden State yet?
Yeah, definitely.
They haven't played Golden State.
No. That'll be a fun game.
Rick, so is it appointment viewing for you when the Pistons come on board? What? Why
I have
that?
To have absolutely nothing else to do, but
what?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. That's what I like to hear.
No, I'll bounce around from all different games now.
I wish they did something like the Red Zone channel.
They just let you know?
They would kind of like, hey, this is interesting going on right now.
Well, they do like, towards the end of the game, I'll get constant notifications and it's a tight game.
Okay.
And so you'll get like 3 or 4 notifications a night if there are tight games for you to just switch on. I wish there would be some type of MLB doesn't do this on the iOS app, but it does it on the desktop. I wish there was more integration for fantasy stuff. That would be it'd be so much better. Like if you could, at least on baseball, you'd get notifications if one of your guys is up to on deck or at the plate or pitching.
How does that work? Do you have to identify your fantasy players, or is it through MLB.com? Or something.
On the MLB one, you can do it by adding players.
Oh, okay.
So I think you can add like whatever, 14 players, 20 players or so, somewhere in there. So I don't think they do anything like that for the NBA. I haven't really gotten on the desktop app because I've just used the iPad mostly.
All right. So now that you mentioned fantasy, I want to just do a real quick live look in at the Rough Riders dominating the Brown Bombers. Just real quick, just kind of let people know what's going on. And of course, Ball Riders are leading 7-2. No surprise there. Bourne, let's take a look at yours. You're losing 3-6 to basketball reasons. up your game. Bowser is...
Yeah, I'm winning.
Yeah, you're winning. 5-3-1 against Potato. Beast Mode getting dominated again. one category to 8 to the Great Wall of Drummond. And Goobers. Goobers kind of coming on strong here this season. Currently beating About Dre 8-1. And he already has a couple wins, I think, in the league.
A win.
He has a win.
Yes.
But he's been competitive.
Yeah, he has.
He has been competitive.
So you know, it's funny you brought up Beast Mode earlier because last week's matchup, last Thursday, I showed him a photo of the beatdown he was getting where it was 7-1-1. And then he said he's going to lose more respectably. And I want to just put this, I know we were talking about this earlier, I just want to put this out in public. And then he proceeded to get beat 8-1. So he did worse.
I respect that.
Yeah, that's I respect. respect, franchise. Oh, so he went all in.
He's respecting this week too, so.
All right, last words. Anybody got any last words? Go listen to Serial. We're going to say it every week.
Do it.
Go watch Interstellar. We're going to say that every week too.
Yeah, go listen to Serial. Learn about those Fruit Loops and Captain Crunch Oops All Berries.
Count Chocula.
Did.
Yep, there you go.
All right. Frankenberry.
And I found a song about Jose Canseco.
Oops, so I shot myself again.
Hopefully this is a good song.
I was going to say, is it recent?
I have no idea.
Where do you think you're going?
Man.
To work with you? It's Taco Tuesday.
You're not coming. I took Mucinex to help get rid of my mucousy congestion.
Oh, this is Taco Tuesday.
Mucinex keeps working. Not 4, there not you go, 6, Bourne. But 12 hours.
Yes, nice.
Let's end
Deep
this.
Throat Taco Day.
See, they hate so much, man. We had to give them their own answer, man. This is what I need everybody to do, man. Say, say. If you see somebody hating, point of mine. Point of mine. If you see somebody hating, point of mine. Point of mine. If you see somebody hating, point of mine. Point of mine. If you see somebody hating, point of mine. Point of mine. Like oh, like oh, then I'm haters go. Like oh, like oh, then I'm haters go. Like oh, like oh, then I'm haters go. Like oh, like oh, then I'm haters go.
Like oh, like oh, then I'm haters go. Tell me how you seen it. Sometimes they don't feel you till you pull up Lamborghini. I'm sitting on them things, yeah, I'm chilling on them choppers. Part-time here turn, full-time jaw dropper. Okay. Flipping up my phone, touch the screen, Motorola. Yeah. They figured I was bipolar, way I sipped the surface soda. Rip on the blade, candy marmalade. I'm trying to pull this diamond, fat ass Frankie, get in the way. CD seller, part-time fella. Sometimes they getting jealous, chop them up like shredded lettuce. I got these haters hot, like global warning, but I swing what I want and get in your ass like that Charmin. It's funny they playing Victus, I'm the only one scoring. You know how it is, back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot, they're all boring. They're like Rip Rap just acting black, he just wildin'. Oh, I get it, you just mad cause I'm stylin' on him, right?
If you see somebody hating, point of mine, point of mine. If you see somebody hating, point of mine, point of mine. If you see somebody hating, point of mine, point of mine. If you see somebody hating, point of mine, point of mine. Like oh, like oh, oh. Then I made us go, like oh, like oh, oh. Then I made us go, like oh, like oh, oh. Then I made us go, like oh, like oh, oh. Then I made us
shining
go.
Shining in the club, riding on dub. Some show love, some mean mug. Some choose to hate. Pop tailgate, recline the fifth. Dropped in a state skate.
Bitch, ice that neck.
Ice that wrist. Hawaiian sun kiss. Freestyle scientist. Mixing in the kitchen. I got a new formula. Money stretch like Jackie Joyner without a high school diploma.
Moving K-Pack.
Shoes off the rack. Making paper stack. Fat pimping riff rap. Put a miss of mission. Mucho decision. Diamonds in your vision. Causing head on collision. Yellow on my chest. Gotta have finesse. Vaseline, saran wrap, for birds leave the nest. Know what I'm saying? No, I ain't playing. Throw the keys to the man. Yup, wide by the land.
If you see somebody hating, point of mine, point of mine. If you see somebody hating, point of mine, point of mine. If you see somebody hating, point of mine, point of mine. If you see somebody hating, point of mine, point of mine. Like oh, like oh, then I made us go. Like oh, like oh, then I made us go. Like oh,